my final thoughts. Would I do another mural if I had the opportunity? I suppose I would, but as my work has changed so radically over the last 30 years, I would be making something completely different. It would still be a painting, it would be a large painting, but it would not be anything like The Dream, The Room, and The Poet's Song. Was it a success, as you said, from the point of view of the GLC? I suppose it was. For the time that the mural lasted in Brixton, it must probably served its purpose. It made people feel good about it. They enjoyed sitting on the square looking at it. They would have parties in front of it. They would be able to account their ancestors and their ancestors' journeys from the Caribbean to the UK, and be able to talk about it, be able to talk about the historic moments of the riots, the unease, the racial tensions, and the attempts at solutions, talk about the creativity in the community. All of that is present, I feel, in the mural. So there's a sense of satisfaction about that. And I suppose having had the opportunity to do that was great. And I, as I said, I enjoyed it. And but whether I would make another mural as my of my own volition, I don't think so. I believe that the wonderful opportunity to place an image in a public space where people can see an artwork, and I mean a genuine artwork, for free and not have to go inside into a building, is a wonderful, unique experience that goes right back to early history and early human history of, particularly like South Africa has rock paintings where you can still go today and see rock paintings which are, you know, almost a million years old. And I think that that open free public access is a wonderful way for an artist to present his or her ideas to a given public, even if that public is just one other human being.